This portion of the show is brought to you by Eric and Lisa Boatner at Allstate Insurance Agency in Flagstaff. Let's get right to it.
This is the Jeff Horovitz Show.
Welcome, everyone. Thank you for listening. Jeff Horovitz here. Happy to be here with you today. A really busy show lined up for you once again. I'll get into the House, Congress passing the spending bill, or at least half of the spending bill. No real changes going on in Congress right now as far as trying to cut back on spending. In fact, I think we've reverted to the old process, which is spend as much as possible. Totally out of control. I'll get to it here, though, in just a few minutes, and we'll break down the spending package. I also have Kelly Broadus coming up here in that'll be here in just about 15, 20 minutes or so. Actually, just in a few minutes, we'll talk with Kelly this hour. Angela will join me, update us on some big news items, and then I got some comments lined up. Yesterday, the email was down during the show, so I think we've got some voicemails, actually, that we'll hit on. Plus, some election news out of Yavapai County, an error that several of you have pointed out. I've talked to the Yavapai County Elections Department. I'll share information on that. And of course, the, what's that tonight? Well, I guess I'll watch it this, I don't know. Ugh, it's painful, right? But I kind of want to see Biden's cognitive ability and see if it's on display here tonight. And if he can wing it for, you know, State of the Union address that's usually close to an hour long, right? Can he do that? I mean, is it going to be the shortest State of the Union address ever? Like 5 minutes? Because he could probably do that. But I question whether or not he can make it through an hour. We haven't seen him really talk to many people in quite a while. So we'll see. I assume they'll juice him up and do the, you know, Weekend at Bernie's thing and muddle through it. I don't know. We'll find out. And then I guess we'll break it down tomorrow. I don't know. You know, what's he going to say? What's the guy going to say? Oh, the economy's doing great and we got to fund Ukraine more and Trump is going to be a dictator and never leave office. Something like that, right? I mean, what else could he say? We'll find out. Anyway, talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. Let's get to a few news items here before we talk with Kelly Broadus. Remember, it is, what is today? Where are we at? Oh, yes, it's Sliders. Sliders Day at Sportsman's Bar and Grill. Sometimes I forget the day. It's like a Biden moment, right? Sliders at Sportsman's Bar and Grill, voted best sports bar in Flagstaff many years in a row. Great drink specials as well. Always something on their wonderful $4 everyday menu that they got, including great pozole. They have absolute great pozole there. I believe Friday they have the clam chowder, which is great as well. I've tried all of their different soups there. During the week, all, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, they've got great specials, including Taco Tuesday, Wing Wednesday. Check all that out from lunch to dinner. Sportsman's Bar and Grill, just north of downtown, but not in downtown. It's outside downtown, so you got plenty of parking there. Sportsman's Bar and Grill right there in the Bash's Shopping Center. Go check it out. Okay, let's see. Yavapai County elections, there was an issue. And several of you emailed and left me messages over the past week or so. And I think Olivia shared this on Monday or maybe Wednesday's program. I think it was Monday that you received a sample ballot. So what happens is you get a sample ballot right before any election. And we've got the March 19th presidential preference primary coming up in less than 2 weeks. And if you're Republican, you get a sample ballot. If you're Democrat, you get a sample ballot. This is just a party election. If you're an independent, you're not getting it. So several of you got a sample ballot. I don't know if this happened to the Democrats, but the folks that sent me this sample ballot were Republicans. And so you get the Republican ballot, sample ballot. And what do you expect to see on the Republican sample ballot to prepare yourself for the election, right? And I don't care, even though this is a very specific election, which, you know, has Trump and a bunch of unnamed candidates or unknown candidates, you know, on the Republican primary here in Arizona. What if this happens during the general election where you have tons of ballot initiatives and state candidates, local candidates, and federal candidates? What happened was the Republican ballots that I saw, sample ballots, what did they have on it? They had Democrats. It was all Democrat. It had Biden on it. So, of course, in this era of we've got concerns about election integrity issues, and I voiced this concern in Coconino County Elections Office as well. And it's interesting because Yavapai County is one of the reddest, more conservative counties in the state. Perhaps not the most, but definitely quite a bit more than its neighboring, one of its neighboring counties, Coconino County, of which that's where I vote. Although I spend so much time in Verde Valley now, eventually there could be where I'm spending more time down there and that becomes my residence and I'm in a more conservative county. Coconino County, for example, is the, one of the bluest of blue counties in the state, if not the nation, right? It's very blue. And, you know, I noticed some election issues in Coconino County, namely that I got two ballots in the last election, one to Jeff Orvitz, one to Jeffrey Orvitz. It was the same election. I got two ballots and I went in and they were basically like, oops, we'll just destroy that other one. You know, our bad. Sorry. Never happens. Nobody ever gets more than one ballot, right? But then I got one. I got two. Okay. So then the Coconino County Elections Department joins the alliance. That to me raises red flags. This is an outside group to help them with their election pamphlets and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And you're like, really, this group has ties to Zuckbucks. And, you know, we did a big story on it and had on some folks from the Federalist and what have you and whatnot. And, I mean, very concerning, I think, when you have an outside group come into your elections. Okay, so red flags there. And in Yavapai County, you're getting the wrong ballot. And look, people make mistakes. Things do go wrong. I get it. But in this time when people are so concerned about election integrity issues, you're like, come on, how does this happen? And that's what I would have to ask. How did this happen in Yavapai County? Now, I did get a PSA response this morning. I sent to Yavapai Elections Department, and I got one from, Lauren Custis, C-U-S-T-I-S, Director of Elections for Yavapai County. They sent out this press release on March 3rd. I guess I got to get on their press release list as well. Here's the title, Printing Error on Select Sample Ballots. I'll just read it to you. Yavapai County Director of Elections, Lauren Custis, would like to notify voters of the following. The vendor for the Elections Department has mailed sample ballots to the households of voters who are not on the active early voter list in advance of the upcoming presidential preference primary election. A printing error occurred during the vendor's production process of 3,944 of the sample ballots. Corrected sample. So they sent out 3,944 ballots. They're saying it was accidentally sent to people who are not on the active early voter list. I guess for those of you who have contacted me, was that the case? Are you not on the PEVL, you know, active early voter list? But anyway, they don't really mention here that's who got them. Was it Republicans who got the Republican? And I sent a follow-up question and I haven't gotten a response, you know, as of doing the show here. Was it the Republican ballots that had all the Democrat presidential candidates listed, or did Democrat ballots have Republicans on there? Or was it just affecting Republicans? I've only gotten samples from you out there, and it's been two people who've sent me actual pictures, images of the Republican ballot that had Democrat presidential candidates on it, right? So I don't know what the case is there, but they're admitting that 3,944 sample ballots went out incorrectly and that it was the vendor. So they use somebody to print these up, I guess. My question is, how do you not catch this stuff? How was a sample not sent to the elections office? Or how did somebody who's printing up, I don't know how many total were printed up, but I guess 3,900, they say 3,944 were affected. How did somebody at the vendor not pull a couple samples and say somebody didn't catch Republican? You know, that it was the Republican sample ballot and see Biden's name on it. How does that happen? Because there's a file and it prints it. And then did they not send a sample to the county elections department for verification? Once upon a time, I had a company that's manufactured CDs and DVDs. This was back in the late 90s, early 2000s. We manufactured CDs, DVDs. We actually started with cassettes, believe it or not. Right, dating myself. And we did printing. We had printing machines. We outsourced to printing vendors for larger orders. So somebody would call us up or go online and order, and they would say, it was a lot of musicians, right? But also companies. And they say, we need 1,000 CDs of this disc. Here's all the artwork. We had a we had a very detailed approval process. We would send them proofs, they're called, online, or physical proofs, printouts, so they could see the coloring and everything on the printing. They would have to sign off. And every experience I've had with professional commercial printers, which we were at one time, and which I dealt with bigger printers as well, they proof everything out and you have to sign off on it. So I don't get it, but hey, they're fessing up to the mistake here. And they sent out these sample ballots that were totally incorrect. And it just puts a bee in everyone's bonnet when we say there's no election issues. And then you see crap like this and it draws concern. So my question to them was, how long have you used this outside vendor? You know, did anyone get a proof of this thing? And, you know, what's the remedy going forward to make sure this doesn't happen again, especially on or near election day when you get your sample ballot? Everybody's going to get the same sample ballot on the general election, but we got the primary coming up in August that is going to have a ton of candidates in Prescott. I mean, you've got a heated Senate race for LD1. You've got Fincham versus Ken Bennett. You've got congressional, you name it. I mean, there's a lot at stake here, and I know mistakes happen, but dang. Seriously, this is a really stupid mistake. Love your thoughts. And if you have any insight into this or have gotten, ballots back or anything like that, that have issues, I'd love to hear from you. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. All right. A lot more to come, including Kelly Broaddus with a real estate market update. Angela with more news items. We'll talk about the budget and the congressional passage of the spending items just yesterday or the day before. And a bunch more. I've also got an article up by the Goldwater Institute regarding a resolution with the Flagstaff Unified School District, and they kicked it into action and made it so FUSD would send press releases. So interesting and good result in the end, and thank you to Goldwater. I'll share details on that in just a little bit. American Trailer Company has great trailers for you, flatbed, cargo trailers, dump trailers at great prices in just north of Flagstaff. So they're outside the Flagstaff city limits, no city sales tax, veteran-owned company, and really competitive pricing on trailers. So you don't have to go to Phoenix. They try to be around the same price or even lower than Phoenix. Check out their full inventory. Or drive out there, about five minutes north of the Flagstaff Mall right there on the left, right before Timberline Firearms and Training. Or do what I did when I first found them, and that's I went to their website, AmericanTrailerAZ.com. That's AmericanTrailerAZ.com. All right, let's welcome back to the program Kelly Broaddus with Broaddus Properties Group, brokered by EXP. Let's get a market update. You know, the buzzword is we got to fix affordable housing, and the politicians are stepping up. Let's talk about market forces here. But first, I want to hit on what I'm seeing, which is some more foreclosures and stuff in the Verde Valley area. And I wonder if that's going on in Flagstaff as well. Kelly, welcome back to the program. How are you doing today?
Doing awesome. Good to hear from you.
Yeah, it's, I look at some of your listings, and I actually, we were texting, you know, a little while ago, and it rolled back like 5 months to a listing you had with like the aerial photography. And it looked like it was in Baderville or something. Right. And I'm sure it's long mm-hmm. since been sold. But you deal with a lot of luxury properties and whatnot. And I was looking at this video that you had on YouTube, and it was like, it had tennis courts. It had, pond. Did that one sell?
No, we're selling that one as fractional. Yeah.
So it looked like a resort.
It does. It's amazing. It's gonna, people can purchase a month and a half. And, you know, to be honest, when someone buys a home, a second home in Flagstaff, they really only end up spending a month and a half or 2 months.
Yeah, here. That's true. Or a week.
So it's a perfect, it's a perfect situation for folks that want a multi-million dollar home for a fraction of the price.
Yeah.
So,
okay. Yeah. I didn't even know that was a thing. I mean, I didn't know that the Flagstaff market was doing that, but I can see why, because I'm sure that home is quite expensive. I mean, it literally had tennis courts, and it was like just super, super high end. But there's actually people also buying homes like that. That are coming in, maybe from Arizona, but a lot of from out of state, and they're just dropping. Are they still just dropping cash and picking them up?
They are. Well, you know, I'm listing one up off of Hidden Hollow, and they were telling me that what's the guy, the basketball player Booker, right? Okay. he just bought a multi-million dollar home up there off of Hidden Hollow.
Wow.
So there's a lot of folks that, you know, they don't want to share, and they just want their place to come to, and, you know, those places are becoming available more and more, you know?
Well, if I had that kind of money, I wouldn't want to share either. I'd let you come stay in it. You could come stay for a week. Well, you know, cause you probably, like you said, I have a lot of homes just in, you know, where I live and in East Flagstaff, just in my neighborhood. When I drive around, like, when snow hits and look at the driveways and stuff, like 40% at least are never even shoveled or plowed. I'm like, oh, these are all second home getaways. I'd actually recommend people, if you buy a second home though, especially in snowy Flagstaff, you should have someone come by. If you're not going to clear it yourself, you should clear it, because it's like a dead giveaway as to nobody's at this house for a long time.
It's true. And I have to say, there are so many people that are offering that service here. The window washers, they do it in the winter.
Yeah.
This is so many.
Contractors are pretty busy right now. I mean, most of my buddies who are in building, it's like you can't even get people to come by still.
True.
You know, subcontractors and stuff is still super busy. Let me ask you before we get into the supply issue, which, you know, new housing stock, I guess, supply and demand issues. I've noticed more foreclosures. And I really have been paying more attention to the Verde Valley market. And I know that's not exactly, you don't watch that one as much as Flagstaff specifically. But I have noticed, not a ton, but more. Like every once, I looked this morning, there was two on MLS that were foreclosure in the maybe 200,000-300,000 range. I did not notice that 6 months ago, 12 months ago. I mean, did not notice any foreclosures. Are you seeing those in Flagstaff, the market you're watching real close?
No, still not.
Okay.
No, but I did, I wrote a contract on a Verde Valley home last night.
Okay.
And so I was down there showing homes a couple days ago, and I noticed they are, it kind of looks like a glut to me.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of houses and a lot of for sale signs. So I'm not sure. Maybe it's a different demographic. It's a different buyer. It's more families, and it's not really a luxury location. It's not a destination. So
it's starting to be, though, Kelly, with a lot of people that, because people from Phoenix want to come up to Flagstaff, Prescott, you know, they want the mountains and the pine trees.
True.
But people in Verde, I know so many, and you know, I got a place in Camp Verde. I have a lot of friends, and I know a lot of people from Flagstaff that have made Verde Valley their kind of retirement destination. And I want to get a farm. I want to have some water.
Okay.
So I wonder if that market is actually going to continue to explode there as far as acreage.
It's so good. It's beautiful.
I love it there. I should keep
it
a secret.
And when we're covered with snow here, you're not covered with snow.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. No, it's beautiful. What I have noticed though is the entry level homes, there's still some below 200 down there, and there's some in the threes. I've seen price reductions. The lower cost land, everybody was trying to sell flood property in Verde Valley, like 1/3 acre, you know, in the flood way. They were trying to get 50,000. Now they're down to 20. These used to be 5. I see massive price reductions on land that basically you can't build on. And I think they get a lot of suckers from out of town, out of state, who's just like, oh, there's a creek running through it. And I know because I'm right by the creek, and it's complex to build, if not impossible. And they're getting a lot of suckers, but I've noticed the price reductions there. But what I do notice increasing though, Kelly, is higher end farms, vineyards, acreage. I mean, I just saw a listing pop down there for $4 million. I think it's way overpriced, but I was like, wow, that's really starting to take off.
Wow.
But anyway, to go back up to Flag, you're just not the Flagstaff area still too hot to see those foreclosures and those.
Yeah, we haven't seen
deals.
Any of that.
Okay.
Yeah, we haven't seen any of that. So,
okay. We'll keep an eye on it then. Let's continue on here in just a second with Kelly Broaddus. I want to get into the buzzword right now from politicians is that affordable housing or the housing crisis, and they're coming up with all these solutions to fix things. And really, in my opinion, they just need to stay out of the way. And there's a lot of hurdles they've put up. And don't even get me going on the Federal Reserve and artificially low interest rates and just how they have really juiced and created a housing bubble. You know, think 2.75% interest rates during COVID, right? So let's come back here in a second with Kelly Broaddus and talk about what I think she believes and that I know I believe, which is you only solve this with more housing. It's a supply and demand issue. And she's got some news to touch on here from Flagstaff that there's a lot of homes being put in one part of the city. So we'll get to that here in just a second. And your comments, always love to hear from you. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. That's talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. Hey, I've always liked to own a little bit of physical gold and silver. You all know that from listening to me for years. And I've been buying physical gold and silver, you know, to get in your possession, delivered to you. And Desert Gold Exchange does a great job of that. Arizona-based company, Desert Gold Exchange, keeps their overhead low. They pass those savings on to you. That's one of the big things with gold and silver. The market is spot price. So it's the fees and commissions that get you. Desert Gold Exchange guarantees the lowest commissions out there. Put them to the test. Call them up for a no-pressure consultation. Plus, if you mention a Jeff Horvitz show, hey, they're going to treat you like gold. Plus, they're going to send you a free investor's kit. Call Desert Gold Exchange, 888-852-4343. 888-852-4343. That's Desert Gold Exchange at 888-852-4343. Hey, if you're listening to the podcast, please give us a great review and also give us a comment in there. If you're not listening to the podcast, subscribe. Look up the Jeff Horvitz Show. Also on video, Rumble, follow us there. And on YouTube, subscribe. We appreciate everyone who's done that.
You're listening to the Jeff Horvitz Show.
Speaking of homes and home, you know, the process of buying homes, Kim Dawson at Nova Home Loans, she'd love to talk with you if you're a first-time home buyer or if you're refinancing your home or if you're moving up to another home. Kim Dawson of Nova Home Loans can help you out. Also, if you've gotten yourself in a position of, hey, credit card debt where it's built up and you already own your home, maybe you've had a mortgage there for, you know, quite a few years and you got a lot of equity built up, call Kim Dawson at Nova Home Loans. See what she can do. She'd love to help you out and see if you can get a lower payment overall. I know the credit card debt's gotten out of hand and things have gotten quite expensive out there. Mention a Jeff Horvitz Show. Get $250 off the lender's fee at closing. Here's Kim's number. She'd love to talk to you. Kim Dawson at Nova Home Loans, 928-310-6458. 928-310-6458. Or go to NovaHomeLoans.com/Kim Dawson. Kim Dawson, NLS 697411. Nova Home Loans, NLS 3087. BK number 090242. Equal housing opportunity. Subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions may apply. This portion of the show is brought to you by Just Wireless Shop, a great line of refurbished phones at Just Wireless. Plus, get your smartphone repaired. Get more info at JustWirelessAZ.com. All right, welcome back. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. We'll talk in the next hour more about the minibus six spending bills that Congress passed and how they're just pretty much already, Republicans are already capitulating on spending, except for, you know, like 90 of them or something like that. I'll get you all the 85 is the exact number. I want to talk about people fleeing blue states, and even a more liberal leftist economist is talking about that. More on the State of the Union address coming up, too. And hey, Mike Tyson, this one's interesting. Mike Tyson may be getting back into the ring. He's 57 years old. Angelo joined me for that. But we're talking with Kelly Broaddus with the Broaddus Properties Group. What I'm hearing, Kelly, is the buzzword from the politicians and from, you know, just pretty much across the board. The Arizona legislature, for example, is they're talking about how do we make housing more affordable. I had on someone from the legislature just the other day, and they passed or are passing or in the process of passing legislation to make, quote unquote, housing more affordable throughout the state. They're trying to change where local zoning codes wouldn't apply anymore, and the state basically says, hey, you can't limit the size of the lot. And I mean, there's all kinds of, I guess, schemes mm-hmm. in the work to bring the cost of housing down, because a lot of people have been locked out from getting into home ownership because the prices have gone up so much throughout the state. But I contend, and I'll get your take on this, Kelly, that the only real way to deal with housing is for them to just kind of stay out of the way and release the, I guess, hurdles to home building and you know, less regulation, things like that. That's just my take. But also, it's really an economic issue. It's a supply and demand issue. Translated, you need more housing. I mean, what's your take on that?
Yeah, absolutely. And what would happen if they, if the supply was taken care of, then the market would regulate the price, right? Because if you don't have people to buy these homes, then they can't ask so much money for them. So, you know, I'm really excited about Canyon Del Rio. I don't know if you've heard of that.
No, where is that?
It's on 4th and Butler, and they are going to be opening up the 4th Street JW Powell corridor to feed into this community. And this is going to be, this is a 10-year plan. This is huge. And they're going to be offering townhomes and duplexes for in the sixes. And, you know, it sounds like a lot, but like I said, if there's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of homes that they're building, and there's not a demand, if the demand kind of, you know, settles down, then they're going to have to take less for these homes. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? In order to sell them. So, their profit margins are going to have to come down a little bit. So these are going to be beautiful, you know, homes, townhomes, single family homes, single level homes. And it's going to really help with traffic. Really help with traffic.
How's it going to help with traffic? Just because they're cutting that road through?
People aren't going to have to go through town to get over there to get to Butler. You know, of course, they can come. They can cut across. You know, I know they can come on the 40, but it's going to just. I think it's going to open up an artery.
Yeah,
for Flagstaff.
I know where you're talking about now because I drive by it, living in the east side of town. If for folks not familiar with Flagstaff or even the east side, sometimes people are on the west side and they're like, where is the east side? And vice versa, right? Mm-hmm. Isn't it kind of funny? Like if you lived in LA, you drive an hour. If you live in Phoenix, you drive an hour. But if you have to go to the east side or the west side in Flagstaff, it's like all the way over there.
I know.
You're so spoiled. But anyway, this is like you get off on I-40 at the Butler exit by Little America, and you go past Little America, and
right
there, there's a forest area, or there was, and they've been cutting those roads in there. That's like the last, I think that's the last track of real big private developable land left in Flagstaff. Am I mistaken?
I think you're right. Yeah. I know that Pine Canyon Cemetery bought, you know, 100 acres or something like that back behind Pine Canyon, and they are supposed to be developing back there as well. Those will be more of the super high end.
You talk 100 acres in that area is like, do you get 200 homes, you know, and are they 2 million each, 3 million each kind of thing? So you're saying more. Well, it's hard to say affordable at $600,000, but you have to compare it to the market it's in, which is a median price of last month. You told me something 700 or something thousand.
Yeah.
In Flag. Yep. Okay.
So it's below the median. It's below the median.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be Go ahead. No, you go, Kelly.
No, I was going to say Timber Sky is opening up another one with the Adana, I believe it's called. Smaller homes. Those will be also in the sixes.
Same area?
You know. In Timber Sky, if you're familiar, it's out Old Route 66 towards
Woody Mountain Road, kind of out.
Yeah, out that area.
Yeah. So, that's an interesting area because that in the great housing crash of 2008 and 2009, that all went like they were going to develop it, and it sat there for years, that area, waiting to be developed, and then it's really taken off since then. I also noticed in that same Butler area and more high density, like it looked like a 5 or 6 story, I don't know if they're apartments or townhomes or something, right by Sanawa Middle School on the side of, but we're getting to the point in development, Kelly, where they're buying up sides of hills, whatever's left. I mean, they must be spending millions excavating that. It's crazy. So I guess we're at that stage. Even can you buy a lot in Flagstaff anymore? Like outside these big developments and develop? And if so, are they like $300,000 on the side of a cliff?
Oh, no. There's still scattered lots available. There's another community that's coming in. It's pretty far to the east, but when you time it, it's only 22 minutes from town. So this is Walnut Creek Meadows. They have four floor plans, 2.5 to 6 acre lots.
Okay.
Seven of them are horse lots, 28 of them back forest service, and it's gated. It's a gated community. They have full utility service too. We're talking gas, electric, sewer, water, and beautiful views. I mean, just drop dead beautiful views.
Are we talking towards like Twin Arrows?
Not that far. Not okay. quite that far. So at the end of Dhoni Park. It's way out at the end of Dhoni Park.
By what's that called there? There's a little gas station out there off 40.
Not Winona. Not quite that
it's,
far.
It's up that road a bit.
It's not quite that far.
Okay.
But beautiful community, real wonderful opportunity for folks that want some elbow room, and they just, you know, they want the privacy, and they want, you know, want it to be gated, and it's going to be gorgeous, you know. So, man, who would have thought out that direction there would be those kind of homes available, brand new. And, they're going to be available starting in May.
What's the range? Do you even know? Price range?
Yes. Okay. So
yeah, I'm just curious because it's like you're kind of, it is convenient. You can still jump on 40, but those used to be a lot lower cost out there because you're not in the core area.
Well,
you're out.
Yeah.
But where?
Well, the prices are going to be, they're going to vary, you know, depending on what you want. You can do a custom home or you can choose one of their four floor plans. And they're not cheap. I mean, it's, you know, it's 800, a million, 2 million, yeah. four. It's up in that vicinity.
Okay.
But gorgeous.
I think, and the solution is more housing, and what you mentioned on Butler there, and wherever you're at in the world, really, the solution is more housing. If you've got a supply issue, you've got to build more, unless you want the community kind of closed off and you don't want more development. But then you got to be prepared to say, well, I also don't want my kids or grandkids to live here,
exactly.
because they can't afford it. But I truly think the affordable answer, Kelly, going forward is to keep going on I-40 towards Twin Arrows and that area in between Flag and Winslow. Maybe you don't get the tall pine trees, but you get the pinyons and stuff. And I think someday you get the views and you get the more, it's warmer, but definitely more like a Prescott probably environment, which tons of people are moving to. And then I would imagine there would be commercial development near Twin Arrows and stuff. Somebody's going to take advantage of that market.
They are.
Someday you're going to see it, Kelly. I don't know when, but within the next couple of decades.
It has to happen. There's nowhere else to go.
Yeah, that's true. Unless the state starts swapping state trust land. But every time somebody tries to do that, people come out in droves and say, not here, not in my backyard, not this square of land that the state owns. Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess that's always a possibility, but not as of right now. Any updates on, like mortgage rates and stuff? I know last month we talked, we were like kind of a little more optimistic and things were dipping a little below seven, but
still
like seven or
the same. Yeah. It's still about the same, and we're still seeing people asking for buy down. You know, sellers are still open to it, and it's helping people get their rates down in the sixes. And you know, that's good. That's great. You know.
Yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of relief coming because the Federal Reserve chairman was talking to Congress a couple days ago and said, "No rate cuts right away." Maybe down the line, they kind of pulled back, Kelly, on the Fed rate cuts.
I know. We had a good jobs report, I think, didn't we?
Yeah, and they're still looking at the inflationary prices, you know, filling up your grocery cart and whatnot, you know, running 3-4%, depending on which benchmark you look at. But their target is 2%, as you know, so we're still quite far from, you know, from that inflation rate. So we'll see what happens, but still you're kind of, if you need to buy a home, 7% seems to be about the going rate, depending on
where we're at,
credit and this and that. Okay. Well, that's some good news on, I guess, on housing. You know, you're not, you're not going to get the housing right now that's $400,000 in Flagstaff.
You know, unless you buy a
fixer upper an extreme fixer upper, which is, you know, that's Kelly, that's not a bad idea. No, it's not a bad road to go. If you have those skills or are willing to learn those skills, YouTube's a great thing, to watch how to videos. I mean, seriously, you can, I don't know if I'd recommend, you know, plumbing the gas lines and stuff off YouTube, but you know, basic stuff, you can get by. I don't know, Kelly. I might though, go back and look in your old neck of the woods and find that 1,000 acres, or 5,000 acres in Oklahoma somewhere and just build a wall.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Sometimes. Okay. All right, Kelly, I appreciate it. And hey, if you all want to talk to Kelly, I'll give you her number here. It's 888-446-5602. And you do listings, of course, as far as selling, but you also help people out on the buying side too. So,
yep.
And you have a team there that helps you.
We have a full team.
Yeah. Yep. And then the website's real handy because you got that tool where you can get an instant valuation on the home, NorthernArizonaFineHomes.com, NorthernArizonaFineHomes.com. All right, Kelly, look forward to the update here in a couple weeks after I get back. I'm going to be traveling quite a bit. So, all right, take care. We'll talk with you soon.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Bye. All right, and love to hear from you. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. That's talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. All right, get myself organized here. I'm happy to announce, and I think I just mentioned it on yesterday's show, that Zero Res, speaking of your home, keeping your carpets clean, keeping your tile clean, Zero Res of Northern Arizona does a great job of doing that. And they've got a great special because they started up, and we had on Kristen talking about how she got started, here in Northern Arizona 3 years ago during the COVID craziness too. Starting a business then was tough, especially when, hey, I'm going to come into your house. And, you know, some people were freaked out by that. But they've been doing this for 3 years and they've got a great special right now, 15% off of all services. That's all their services, 15% off. When you call or go to Northern Arizona, Zero Res, I'm thinking of Kelly, ZeroResNorthernArizona.com, ZeroResNorthernArizona.com. When you go to the website or call them, mention promo code CELEBRATE15. This is good through April 5th. So get this in and you get 15% off any of their services, carpet cleaning, the fabrics, couches, things like that, vehicles. They do the, what's that called? The duct work, the duct cleaning, you know, that from your heating system. Could you imagine all the stuff that's in there? Right? The dust and the crazy, you don't even want to know. Get your duct work clean and get that all taken care of. Get 15% off. Like I said, tile cleaning, carpet cleaning, all of that. ZeroResNorthernArizona.com, ZeroResNorthernArizona.com, or call 928-378-8888, 928-378-8888. All right, back in a minute. Listening to the podcast, please give us a great review and also give us a comment in there. If you're not listening to the podcast, subscribe, look up the Jeff Horvitz Show. Also on video, Rumble, follow us there, and on YouTube, subscribe. We appreciate everyone who's done that.
This is the Jeff Horvitz Show.
When you get a rock chip in your windshield, stop by Diamond Auto Glass as soon as possible, because repairing a chip will stop it from spreading and save you from a costly windshield replacement. Now, if you've replaced your windshield with Diamond Auto Glass, you have a lifetime chip repair warranty. No appointment necessary. Just stop on by. Most chip repairs take 10 to 15 minutes. Always call Diamond Auto Glass first at 928-779-4140. 928-779-4140, or go to thedifferenceisclear.com. I got a couple of articles updated at talkwithjeff.com. This one, I'm happy to see, and I'll try to talk about it a little more next time, but we spend a lot of time on it, and that's the issue I had with the Flagstaff Unified School District when I called them up and I was like trying to get public releases, information on a particular subject. And the conversation devolved and, you know, I was told, hey, you can't get this because, you know, we only deal with the unbiased media. They mentioned like NPR and I was like, oh God, you gotta be kidding me. Right. And I was like, no, you got to send me a press release. And they kind of resisted. And then all of a sudden they reversed course when the Goldwater Institute, well, here's the headline. And Goldwater put this out last night. Victory. Goldwater compels school district to stop blacklisting conservative reporter. It's by John Thorpe, who is an attorney with Goldwater Institute. And they're talking specifically about FUSD. They sent them a letter about freedom of speech and, you know, the whole Constitution thing. And, basically, I'm getting, as of right now, I haven't gotten one in a couple weeks, but I assume they just haven't had a press release. But I hadn't gotten press releases in many months, and I was like, what's going on here, huh? Because if you don't get a press release, and we get a lot of press releases from different organizations, right? And if you don't see one, it doesn't really, you don't think about it until you're like, wait a second, there's another news organization reporting on a big issue. How'd they get that information? And you realize you haven't been getting the press releases, and that's what the case was with FUSD. They've since reversed course and are sending the press releases. So I'm glad for that. And I'm glad for the Goldwater Institute. And I was it yesterday we had Joe Setyanon with Goldwater talking about homeless issues and how Phoenix is, you know, going to Portland to learn how to deal with the homeless issues. So they're always fighting these really, really big issues. And I appreciate that about Goldwater Institute. Anyway, go check that article out. It's up at talkwithjeff.com. I also have an article from Mark Howard on there. He got published regarding some archaeological stuff that he does. Pretty technical stuff, but if you're into that, and I'm proud of him for getting that. Congratulations for him for getting published in, what was that called? It's coming to me. The Heritage Science Journal Mark was published in. So pretty cool there. Hey, if you want to get a great steak, go to the Rodeo Steakhouse in Williams. I love their salt and pepper steak. They have filet mignon. Bourbon sirloin steak is really good. If you're not a steak person, they also have pork chops, grilled salmon, trout, and then, of course, fried chicken. You know, there's always the chicken thing. And then the youngsters, you got cheeseburgers, you got some, you know, kids menu as well. The Rodeo Steakhouse in Williams. Go on out there, get a great meal, enjoy wonderful Williams. The Rodeo Steakhouse is at 950 North Grand Canyon Boulevard, and that's right there in Williams by the Ramada Inn. All right, a lot more to come next hour. Angela will join me. If you got comments, always love hearing from you. I think we've got some voicemail comments. 877-971-3971. And then email talkwithjeff@icloud.com. Let's get into the lack of really any resolve to slow down this out-of-control spending in D.C., no matter who's in office. $1 trillion in debt every 100 days. It's crazy. We'll talk about it next hour. Hang tight. The information provided on the Jeff Horvitz Show does not constitute legal, medical, financial, or tax advice. All information is the opinions of the host and guests. You should always seek the advice of a professional regarding any of these complex issues to make sure all circumstances of your situation are properly considered. Hey, if you're listening to the podcast, please give us a great review and also give us a comment in there. If you're not listening to the podcast, subscribe. Look up the Jeff Horvitz Show. Also on video, Rumble, follow us there. And on YouTube, subscribe. We appreciate everyone who's done that.
This is the Jeff Horvitz Show.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Namarco's Pizza. Order online at namarcospizza.com.
This is the Jeff Horvitz Show.
All right, welcome back. Hour two of the show. Angela joins me here for a little bit as we frantically... The time has arrived.
Prepare to leave.
Yeah. We got to clean the studio here because Mark's coming in next week for a couple of days and he's bringing guests in. Mm-hmm. Stuff like that. I don't know. Yeah. Pack
stuff.
I guess there's
that
packing thing.
I started packing today and I was like,
huh.
This is like deja vu because I just did this 2 months ago.
Oh, yeah. You brought in. So if you're new to the show, our daughter, Isabel, did the exchange program with NAU through Athens. through the American University.
And she's American College in Greece.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I love about you. You get it just right.
Yeah, that's why just you perfect. Bring me in.
she's been there since January-ish, early January. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to visit next week. We've got our studio sitters set up. Mm-hmm. Mark Howitt, and I think Bob's coming in. I think Rob's coming in. I'm letting Mark coordinate it all. We've got house sitters, dog sitters. I don't know. At least we don't have the like garden stuff really going yet and have to worry about that.
Yeah.
You know, like Camp Verde, if you go like in July and you leave for 2 weeks, you come back and it's like Jurassic Park.
Yeah, because of the mowing and stuff. Yeah,
it requires weekly attention, right? Or then the plants all get zapped. So we're not quite there, but we appreciate a family and friends helping out with house sitting and dog sitting. We'll be doing some shows from Europe. Mm-hmm. Some segments, and I've got some guests lined up even next week. Joe Galley from the Greater Flagstaff Chamber with a huge update. So looking forward to that. And then Mark's going to be filling in some as well. So anyway, we're getting ready to do that. Off to the races. Should be interesting. And one new destination for us, I mean, as far as the country, will be Turkey.
Yeah, we have been to Greece and Italy. Mm-hmm. Of course, Olivia and Owen have not.
They have not.
But so that'll be new for them. Yeah. And then we're going to Istanbul, Turkey for 3 nights,
yeah, so that
which will be
good.
New for all of us because we haven't been there. So.
Yeah, and then zip on over to the western part of Asia.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, we've been in the eastern part of Asia, which right. is quite far away.
That is like true.
In Hong Kong and Vietnam, things like that.
Because Istanbul, if someone is not familiar, it lies, there's a strait that kind of separates the city, and mm-hmm. one side of the city, the western side, is Europe, and then the other side of this strait is the eastern side of Istanbul that is actually in Asia.
And that was the seat of the, get my directions right, Eastern Roman Empire, in Constantinople, thank you, and then lasted a lot longer than the Western Empire.
Yeah.
You kind of split the empire in half there during Roman times to administer.
I'm kind of excited about Turkey. And when you first brought it up, I wasn't really crazy. I was like, whatever. Okay, whatever. But the more I thought about it and kind of looked into it, the more I'm excited about it just because the culture is so different. And I think the kids will really, really find that interesting.
It'll be interesting. Yeah. The first call to prayer.
Yeah.
You know, because you, mm-hmm. if you've never, folks, traveled to a Muslim country, it's, what is it, 6 times a day?
6, I think,
and
yeah.
It changes all the time and blares over the loudspeakers.
Yeah.
It is an interesting cultural thing. I mean, that country's kind of a merge of East and West, so maybe not as extreme as some countries as far as all of everything going on. But still, we're not traveling too far into Turkey because there are some concerns when you get in.
Yeah, and we're only, deeper. I mean, like I said, it's just 3 nights, so we're going to have just a couple of days. So really just enough to kind of see the city, get a flavor, and then leave.
All right, let me get you caught up on a few things here. Before I do that, though, remember the Blind Brothers can get you all new blind shutters or shades like they did for us. They work great. Great price. They did the installation. I highly recommend that. Have the Blind Brothers do that installation. Mention the Jeff Orvit Show. Get half off installation, 928-634-2423. Do your neighbors a favor and call the Blind Brothers because, you know, it's good to have windows covered. 928-634-2423, or go to theblindbrothers.com. Okay, the Republicans in Congress, most of them, a majority of them, except for 83, I believe. No, I'm sorry, except for 132. So a lot of them have capitulated on spending. So they had the big thing was, the big fight was, we got to stop doing these omnibus huge bills where everything is crammed in and they're 3,000 pages long. And we give them to you 24 hours before and blah, 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 government shutdown, right? No budget, no spending. Right.
And then the problem is that they like some of it, but they don't like other parts of it. But then they wind up voting yes because they like some of the spending. And then
they all like spending.
You know, the stuff that they might not like so much, that one, those all get passed too. And that's why they do it that way, is because otherwise, you know, they wouldn't get their
They look at their spending. And they all like spending. It's just they don't like the other people's spending.
Right.
That's the problem in Congress. It's like, oh, this is good spending. This is bad spending. It's all in eye of the beholder. I think most of it's just bad spending at this point. Thus, the $1 trillion every 100 days that's being estimated that's being added to the national debt. This is just national insanity on the border, the spending, you name it, culture wars. But so what they did is they broke it up. Instead of calling it an omnibus package, which is a big bill, they made it smaller. It's called the minibus. Six spending bills that total 1,050 pages.
Total.
Okay. I guess. Okay. So they made it a little smaller. It passed 339-8. That doesn't make sense. 239-85. I'm seeing it showing 207 Dems supported and 132 Republicans supported it. So more Democrats supported this by what I'm reading than Republicans. There was 80. It passed by 339 votes. 85 Republicans voted against it. So yes, the majority of Republicans did support
went
it.
Went through with it.
My notes were a little squirrely here.
So what about the whole, like, we're just going to do one line item votes?
Not enough time in the universe for the size of the budget. It'd be like counting to a trillion, right? It would be enough time in a day with how big these things are. So that's why they did the minibus, you know? So anyway, yeah, it passed with 207 Democrats and 132 Republicans voting yes on this bill. Doesn't that tell you a lot right there? Mm-hmm. That it's a Democrat bill then.
And the Republicans have control, so I know.
Barely, but they're, yeah.
Why aren't more Republicans
because
on board?
They don't want the government shutdown because they were up against, a Friday government shutdown right now. Goes over to the Senate, which it'll clearly pass. Probably already has. I haven't checked in a couple hours. And then Biden will spend it because nobody wants a government shutdown except for the 85 mostly Freedom Caucus members. I think there was two Democrats in there or something that voted no on it, but I could be mistaken on that. GOP Republican Senator Mike Lee of Utah responded to, the crappy spending. He wrote, like a dog to its vomit, Proverbs 26:11, congressional Republicans have returned to earmarks. This will not end well for the GOP. We lose elections when we act like Democrats. Right?
Yeah.
But what I noticed is there really wasn't much media on this. Nobody's even really talking about it anymore. Once again, the spending is just dithered away into nothingness.
Yeah.
And nobody's got any concern. So another six votes remain, another minibus package, which will include, you know, Department of Defense, Homeland Security, Health and Human Services. What many Republicans are calling even the more controversial spending bill, that's for March 22nd.
Okay.
That's the next deadline.
So that's only barely over 2 weeks.
Yeah. So they keep pushing it forward. This bill they did last night pushes it to the end of the year now. So it pretty much ends the spending to the end of the fiscal year, which is end of September, I believe. Yippee.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go. Biden gives a State of the Union address tonight.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I won't be watching, so.
I might just to see, I'll watch it on the rerun, just to see if he can talk for more than 5 minutes. I think he could do 5 minutes, but an hour, just to kind of compare it to last year. Mm-hmm. Can they juice him up enough to hold him up there and burn, not Bernie Sanders, what's the movie? Weekend at Bernie's.
Oh, yeah.
Can they Weekend Bernie him one more time?
Yeah. Weekend at Bernie's. Their hand up the back of his shirt, and they're like holding his head up with their hands.
Stupid 80s movie that's well worth watching.
Funny,
it's funny.
Though. Yeah.
Yeah. The dude dies, but they want to make sure that he appears to be alive. So they just kind of put glasses on him and they carry him around for the weekend. It was pretty funny. let's see what happens. I don't know what he can tout. He'll tout the economy, but I think that's all fake. The lower inflation fake. He's going to tout his strike force and how he has to combat inflation by going after companies who are greedily just raising prices for no reason.
Yeah, I know.
Right? I mean, this is just stupid. Ukraine will come up, I guess. You know how Western civilization hinges on sending more money to the, I don't know, one of the most corrupt regimes in the, on the face of planet Earth, right? And how evil Trump is. And if he gets back in power, he'll be Hitler and there'll never be a presidential election again, right? I mean, right? Yeah, that's right. Kind of my preview.
Yeah.
What I think is going to happen here tonight. So, and of course, you know, how they're, he's probably going to, I would look for some language on immigration. He's going to talk about how they've captured so many people and how they're going to, you know, start solving the immigration problem that they caused, right?
Yeah. And he's just doing that because he knows he's in,
it's a problem.
He's in deep right now and it's election time. So he needs to pull it back a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. That's kind of what I think will happen, but we'll see. I don't know. You never know with these guys. Maybe he won't make it through. Maybe he'll just like get stuck. Maybe it'll be the moment. It's an outside chance here. Maybe it'll be the moment where like he freezes. Like did McConnell do that recently? Yeah. And he's just bzz,
during the
short
headlights.
Circuit. Yeah. Yeah. And the American people are like, it's like confirmed.
They can't hide it anymore.
I can't deny this now. Yeah. This truly is over. I don't think so, but there is that is the risk of putting someone up there who does not have much, you know, brain juice left in the old noggin.
And the stamina that you need that sort of thing.
I mean, if he gets the end, he's like,
and then
it's over. It's game over and they'll be putting in somebody else.
Yeah.
He has to get through it tonight. He has to get through it.
They'll fix him up with enough.
Yeah, they probably have like electric shock things hooked up. Kind of just keep.
Or just like, once in a while, just, I don't know.
Jolt them.
They've got the little cocktail they've got for them every day.
They certainly do, right? I want to mention this now because I'm going to be gone, and when I do the shows from over in Europe, I'm sure I'll be a little scatterbrained, but I was sent a notice from the Flagstaff Republican Women, a great group of folks there, that they're having Carrie Lake as their guest speaker. It's a little ways off yet, but I'll mention it now because you got to buy like the lunch and set up in advance, I think. It's Thursday, March 21st. They didn't give me any contact or website or anything. I should have looked it up before. You'll have to find it. Google Flagstaff Republican Women. Thursday, March 21st from 11 to 1. And you can just Google Flagstaff Republican Women. You'll get some kind of contact there. Thursday, March 21st from 11 to 1. Carrie Lake will be the speaker, and that's at the VFW at 409 West Santa Fe. So, okay. Be worth seeing. You know, we announced that Sheriff Lamb was over at the Rodeo Steakhouse just last week. Uh-huh. Forgot to follow up, see how the turnout was for that. He's a good guy. It's hard when you've got Carrie Lake, who's got such star power. You know, I'm not seeing a huge challenge here.
Yeah, I know.
In that.
She's got the name ID from running for governor and being so connected with Trump.
Yeah.
She's just got it.
Yeah, it's that's probably the case. The city of Flagstaff is in search of a new police chief. I got a release from them. I guess the current guy is retiring. Is that Musselman, I think. They've got a list of people here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different police chief, I guess, finalists.
Oh, okay.
And you can go weigh in on that or do a meet and greet. Public meet and greet is scheduled for Wednesday. Another one right before, the day before the Carrie Lake event. Wednesday, March 20th at 5 p.m. at City Hall Council Chambers. Or you can do it via Microsoft Teams. Hmm. What is that? Is that like just virtual? You can just watch?
Yeah,
Do they project you like a hologram? You can just be like, hey, I want to shake your hand virtually. Or is that called on Facebook? I haven't been on that years where you nudge someone or poke someone.
Oh, yeah, I never got that either.
You never got poked? Which to me sounds like, I don't know, virtual harassment. But anyway, if you want to virtually meet or go down to City Hall, 211 West Aspen, that's on Wednesday, March 20th at 5 p.m. It's an important position. I think city manager decides who the chief is. I don't think the council has any way in on that. The only thing your local council members actually can directly decide is the city manager and the city attorney. And I think they vote in the clerk or something, or they not vote in, but confirm the clerk. Mm-hmm. But that's really all the other authority within
the city
your city. Yeah. It goes to the, city manager. They are very, very powerful, within these governments. Anyway, you can do that. Let's see. I got an article here on the amount of people fleeing blue states. This one I found interesting because it was actually Stephen Moore, who I thought was pretty far left. I don't want to mislabel someone or misidentify someone, but I thought he was, you know, not the most conservative guy. But he was out there saying, look up Stephen Moore. It's not going to say, like, does it have a label, you know, like conservative or liberal. But either way, he's saying that an estimated 5 million people have fled the Northeast blue states. Because, you know, that's been the economic powerhouse of the nation for so long, right? The Northeast and in California, I guess, too. But Northeast together, a lot of economic activity there. 5 million people have fled the Northeast in 10 years. By his guess and estimation, it's because of taxes and the business environment. I would add crime. Did you see that in New York? The mayor there has returned. What was that called? The frisk thing for the, when you're in the subway, where they search your backpacks and they stop you without probable cause. This was a big deal right after 9/11, which we got to remember was nearly a quarter of a century ago. Right. So people forget that this stuff happened. They did the stop and frisk. It was called where, hey, you got a backpack, you're entering in, everybody's, you know, there was real concerns, obviously, after 9/11, but there were serious constitutional issues, you know, without probable cause, searching people, right? They've started it again. Not because they're worried about terrorism, per se, right?
Right.
It's because of all the crime that's happening on the subways. It's because of just the open, rampant crime that's happening everywhere. Remember, and here they were detained that guy, and I think he's still going through trial and all that. I can't remember his name, but the guy who killed the person on the subway because the person was threatening other passengers.
Yeah.
Right? But then they're admitting, we do have a crime problem. Let's do stop and frisk. Right?
Yeah.
So people are leaving. Did you find Stephen Moore?
Well, at least on Wikipedia, it says he's an American conservative writer and television commentator on economic issues.
So basically the exact opposite of what I just said. Yeah.
So you were dead wrong on
that. Yeah, well, that's why I had you look it up.
Oh, he actually advised everything. Herman Cain and Donald Trump. And Donald Trump.
Remember Herman Cain? Mm-hmm. I think, did he pass away?
Oh, did he? I don't know.
Look that up because I could be wrong on that. I thought he did, but Herman Cain ran for president like in Bush era, right? And he had the 999 plan.
That 999 thing was recent.
Yeah.
I want to say it was in maybe 16 against Trump. Oh, he did die in 2020.
He did pass away. And he was a pizza guy. He had some pizza chain.
Godfather's.
Right? Godfather's Pizza, right? And he was like, my 999 plan. And I was like, this sounds like a pizza guy.
Yeah.
He probably would have done a great job as president. It's like, he wanted like a flat, like, here's your tax.
9% tax, 9% whatever.
And it's I was like, that would be great. I'll take the 999 plan and add some pepperoni on that bad boy. And we're good to go. Okay, Stephen Moore, conservative economist and commentator. Doesn't change the fact that, 5 million people have fled the Northeast because of all the problems there. And he said where they're going is that a lot of them are going to the Southeast, and they'll include Florida in that as well. And that the Southeast as an economic block has now exceeded the Northeast for the first, he said for the first time. I would question that though, because definitely during, the founding of our country and even up to the Civil War, the South was an economic powerhouse, and that was shifting though during the Industrial Revolution to the Northeast.
Yeah, the North, right.
So I think definitely in modern times and post-Civil War period, the Northeast has been the economic powerhouse. It's shifted. People are just done.
Yeah.
They're fleeing in mass, and they're not returning. Because you go to Florida, would you rather pay, whatever the tax rate is in New York or zero?
Yeah, right.
There's really not a lot of competition.
And not to mention the property taxes and other...
Yeah.
Oh, you're outrageous.
I mean, in New Jersey, you could be spending...
Yeah, outrageous.
Just for a regular, let's say, and I consider a regular house about 2,000 square foot house. You're raising a family, you're trying to get by, right? Back in New Jersey, last I checked, they were spending like $12,000-$14,000 a year.
Right.
On property taxes.
Yeah.
It's just absolutely insane. Okay, so that's going on. Let's see, what else do I have here for you? Oh, I found this one interesting. And I don't know if he still lives in Phoenix. You can look this one up too. Mike Tyson. You remember Mike Tyson? How could you forget Mike
yes,
Tyson?
Yes, I know right? Mike Tyson.
I mean, I used to have, Mike Tyson's, I think it was called Knockout and was that Nintendo? You know, and that's when, to me, that's when boxing's never regained the stature of like America's just, that's, let's watch that bout, right? I mean, once the Tyson era was over, it was just kind of done. He's 57 years old and mm-hmm. he's going to fight Jake Paul, who's a MMA guy. Hmm. You know, that's the new thing is the MMA yeah. stuff, right?
Yeah.
This is from the Mirror. He's going to, they call it a shock return to the ring at 57. Former undisputed heavyweight world champion Tyson, 57, is going to face Paul, who's 27. that's a problem wow. there. In a boxing match on, of course, Jake Paul, he can't use the, is he MMA? We better make sure he's MMA. No, he's a boxer too. He's a boxer too. So he's fighting. They're going to box coming up here soon in November. I think it is. Anyway, it's coming up.
Okay.
So Mike Tyson returning to the ring yeah. at 57. It's going to be on Netflix. One of the first streaming events that they're doing.
Okay.
Like live stream on Netflix. What do you got?
He lives in Las Vegas now. I think
he's back in Vegas. He might have said Phoenix
and or Scottsdale. And yeah, all I saw was stuff about him selling his home for, you know, millions.
He's still got some, I guess, but what do you get paid if you do a exhibition fight like this? Or they don't know if it's going to be sanctioned yet. You know, if it's going to be sanctioned by the powers that be in the professional mm-hmm. boxing yeah. world. Or if it's just going to be exhibition. But
yeah.
reminds me of that Rocky one, when Rocky oh, right. came back.
Yeah.
You know, he's fighting
and he
the younger
did the
guy.
Exhibition
so one. I don't know, maybe Tyson yeah. was watching that. But I'm sure he'll get millions and, you know, what else are you
yeah.
going to do?
Yeah.
I mean, what else can you do when you're Mike Tyson?
I still know, right?
That guy would scare me. He's a scary fighter, man. Right?
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah, that's going to be on Netflix. So I don't know. Maybe I'll watch that. Maybe some of our politicians should have a boxing, like, you know, a sanctioned event.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're always fighting. So it's just like,
yeah,
it's just like the Romans used to do that. They used to, you know, eventually everybody wanted to be a gladiator. All right. Love to hear from you. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. That's talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. You tell I'm ready for vacation when I'm talking about Mike Tyson, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay. Hey, if you need your heater fixed, call Gettles High Desert Mechanical. They've done a great job for Angela and I and Flagstaff. And it's cold today. This is like
I know,
a March freeze
flurries.
That's settled
snow
in.
Snow flurries
yeah.
going on.
But we know heating time or cooling time is coming, and you're going to have to use the AC part of that HVAC pretty soon. So call Gettles High Desert Mechanical, family-owned company. Brothers Adam and Ted Gettles been doing this for decades and decades. They also do plumbing. Don't forget about the plumbing. Call Gettles High Desert Mechanical, 928-567-2200. That's 928-567-2200, or go to Gettles. That's GOETTLS, GettlesHDM.com. Back in a minute. Hey, if you're listening to the podcast, please give us a great review and also give us a comment in there. If you're not listening to the podcast, subscribe. Look up The Jeff Orbit Show. Also on video, Rumble, follow us there. And on YouTube, subscribe. We appreciate everyone who's done that.
You're listening to The Jeff Orbit Show.
If you're refinancing or if you're buying and you want to, you know, refinance and consolidate in those high rate credit cards, don't be misled by those teaser interest rates online. Why don't you call Kim Dawson at Nova Home Loans? Save time and money. Now, Nova Home Loans is Arizona's largest privately owned mortgage lender. They make local decisions like a bank, but they're also a broker. So Kim Dawson has access to all the best programs. So you're a first time buyer. You should talk to Kim Dawson. Maybe you've gotten yourself into bad credit card debt, but you also own your home and you're looking to maybe refinance everything into one, hopefully lower payment. Why don't you call Kim Dawson, see what she can do for you. Mention the Jeff Orbit Show, get $250 off the lender's fee at closing. Here's Kim's number, 928-310-6458. 928-310-6458, or go to novahomeloans.com/Kim Dawson. Kim Dawson, MLS 697411, Nova Home Loans, MLS 3087, BK number 090242, Equal Housing Opportunity, subject to credit approval, terms and conditions may apply. This portion of the show is brought to you by Diamond Auto Glass, where the difference is clear.com. Welcome back. Angela here with me. I had Glenn Least on yesterday from WT Wealth Management talking about NVIDIA. Did you hear that interview?
I heard some of it. Yeah, I didn't hear the whole thing.
If you missed it, Saturday at noon, he'll be talking about that again. So tune in. Very worth listening to his market update. Worth calling Glenn if you want to have that one-on-one conversation with him as well, just like I do here on the show. If you're curious about what's going on in the stock market, and he was talking about the five stocks really driving up the whole market, which I think is concerning. And a bit dangerous. Anyway, talk with him and have him review your portfolio. Here's Glenn's number, Glenn Least at WT Wealth Management, 928-225-2474. 928-225-2474. That's Glenn Least at WT Wealth Management, 928-225-2474. We're getting ready for our trip. I've got an interview extra here for you. I don't know, Angela, if you heard Joe Setyan from the Goldwater Institute. We were just talking about the... Northeast, how people are fleeing that, and conservative economists and commentators said 5 million was his estimate that moved, especially to the Southeast. People are moving to Arizona too, as well, but we have a massive homeless issue that's going on down in, especially the Phoenix area, but we even see it. I see it in Northern Arizona too, underpasses, things like that.
Yeah, especially in the summertime.
So this one was kind of kooky because Phoenix officials and well-paid six-figure people, I'm sure they travel up on your dime, by the way.
Yeah, all expenses paid.
All expenses paid. They could probably use that money to help the homeless issue. But anyway, they go up there to learn from Portland how to deal with the homeless issues. Anyway, here's Joe Setyan from the Goldwater Institute talking about this one. Joe, how you doing today?
I'm doing good. Thanks so much for having me on, Jeff.
Portland, that's where I would go if you want to address homeless issues. They didn't. Tell me who, when, what's going on here?
Yeah, well, it's funny that you say that, Jeff. You said, I wouldn't want to go. Well, according to polls in Portland, more than half of Portlanders would leave if they could afford to leave the city. Now, that leads me into what is happening. Portland is being racked by homelessness, crime, public drug use, all of this horrible, horrible stuff that is, destroying lives. It's destroying livelihoods. It's not compassionate to, homeless people who need help. So Portland leaders have completely bungled their homelessness situation. That's the point I'm trying to get across.
Yeah.
So Arizona cities, Phoenix, Scottsdale, that we know of, Avondale, their officials actually took a trip to Portland on the taxpayers' dime. "Quote unquote," learn how to address Arizona's homelessness crisis. When you want to get something done right, you really should not be taking tips from the people who did it very wrong. And yet, that's exactly what some Arizona city officials did, and we think that's wrong.
Well, maybe they went up there just to observe what not to do. I mean, let's give them the benefit of the doubt, Joe.
Yeah, that's the kindest way to put it. But what's actually funny about this is that they met some blowback when Phoenix's deputy city manager wrote in an email to some of her counterparts at other cities in the Phoenix metropolitan area. So she said, "Hey, we're planning a trip to Portland." People actually said, "Portland? Why Portland? Why would we want to go there?" And she did it anyway. She did it anyway. Yeah. They still went. Taxpayers still paid for it. You know, what this shows is that we really cannot trust the government to make things better. You know, in Phoenix, we saw the zone where the city shunted just homeless people into this vast swath of downtown, of the downtown area. And, when you're talking about the law-abiding property and business owners there, you have small businesses that have been there for generations. You have restaurants. You have all of these places. How can they survive? You know, they're paying taxes for public safety, public health, and they're not getting what they're paying for.
Yeah, and we've talked about the zone issue. It was either you or someone from Goldwater that was talking about this not too long ago. And this is that area between like the Capitol and downtown Phoenix. There is a big area right there. And they had this encampment there that Phoenix just wouldn't clean up. You guys, I think, went to bat and on behalf of a lot of these business owners, correct? And sued city of Phoenix to do something, or somebody sued.
Yeah, so
right?
we were not Texas. We were not part of that lawsuit,
okay.
But we did file an amicus brief, and we were following that closely. We've released investigative reports, kind of talking about what's going on. And yes, what happened is that this group of taxpayers, of business and property owners, whose livelihoods are utterly being destroyed in the area, they filed a lawsuit. And Phoenix said, we don't want to clean things up. And the judge said, actually, you have to. Here's the thing, Jeff. Nobody compensated these business and property owners. No one compensated them for their mitigation expenses. You know, when you have to clean up and do constant repairs because of your private property rights, you know, being violated, and then the government not doing anything to enforce the law, they deserve some compensation. And that's why, you know, we're really excited that on the ballot for Arizonans in 2024 on the general election ballot is this first in the nation reform that compensates these residents, businesses, property owners by giving them, you know, a refund. They can claim a refund on their taxes for mitigation expenses that they've had to pay for damages because the government has not protected their rights.
Okay, so this is actually a bill that it looks like it was Speaker Toma, Senate President Peterson worked concurrently in the Senate and the House to push this out there. It obviously, in these cases, it bypasses the governor, correct? Because she'd veto this thing, and my guess, she'd veto this in a heartbeat. It bypasses the governor and goes straight to the voters?
Correct. Absolutely. So, you know, this passed recently in the House and then the Senate, and now it's going to be a ballot measure for Arizonans to decide on for themselves this November. As you said, it was sponsored by House and Senate leadership.
Okay, so how's it work? Let's use the example.
Yeah.
I read about this example down somewhere in Phoenix where a guy had a homeless encampment like in one of those alleys in between the house where you usually put out trash and, you know, it's public access kind of thing, utilities maybe, et cetera, et cetera. And he had a nice playground and, you know, kids are playing back there and there's like needles being thrown over in his yard and stuff. And every week they'd try to clean this up, or bulk pickup would come every so often, clean it out. They'd come right back in. He had to deal with the mess. So in that case, what could if this passed, what is in the bill that the homeowner can do, or the property owner, shall I say?
Yeah, well, it sounds like that property owner has had to pay a lot of mitigation expenses, right? Like he's had to deal with, you know, on his property, he probably had to make repairs. He's probably had to, you know, pay to clean things up. And what this says is that if you're forced to shoulder those mitigation expenses because your municipality has purposefully failed to enforce nuisance regulations related to homelessness. That's what Phoenix did. They purposely failed to enforce public nuisance regulations. Then you can get a refund on your taxes up to the amount of your property tax liability.
Okay.
Those funds are then taken, they're deducted from the offending municipality's state shared revenue, and you file this claim, and then you get the you get the money. The funds are sent to the property owner.
Who do you see judging this, Joe, as far as, is there some committee, some group, or would you have to go through a court process and to recover, you know, $1,500 in maximum property taxes or something, you know, or $3,000, whatever the number may be, because it sounds like it caps out. Are you going to be having to go through court though, or is the process laid out in an easy way?
Yeah. So the process is going to be laid out in a similar way. I believe as Prop 207, not Prop 207, Prop 207, which was a few years back, the Private Property Ownership Protection Act.
Yep.
And what this does is it allows you know, property owners to fairly easily, you know, claim, you know, their rights have been violated, and they're going to, you know, the government, because of this, something that the government has done, you know, under Prop 207, their property value is less now, and they can very easily go and claim the money and get it. You know, in Flagstaff, right up where you are, we've had, you know, I'm waiting for the final numbers to come in, but, you know, about $100 million people have claimed in Prop 207 violations, and they've been able to, you know, pretty fairly easily get that, you know, file those claims.
Yeah, that's when Flagstaff came in, basically changed the height limitations And lowered them on properties, I believe. Okay. So that goes to the voters, along with a slew of others. And I got to try to hunt all these down because I know, Joe, there's a bunch of, proposed ballot initiatives going on. I guess the legislature is doing this more than they have in the past because of the split in government, because they know that most of their things are probably getting, the Republicans at least know it's going to get vetoed by Hobbs.
Yeah, and you know, we have, we know that the ballot process is set up in such a way where Arizonans get to have a say, and we're going to send it to them so that they can have that say, so that, you know, if Arizonans want to enact, you know, if they want to protect, and we're urging them, you know, to protect, you know, all of our rights, you know, everyone who has, you know, who's a property owner, you deserve, if you pay taxes, you deserve to, you know, your public safety, public health. We pay taxes for that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And when the government doesn't give when the government doesn't give you what you pay for, they deserve compensation.
Yeah. Or when they're causing a lot of this stuff through bad policy. And
exactly. I mean, we know they are.
And we know they are. And it's just the sad reality is this is from really all angles, from local to federal, that, you know, these policies are landing down on us. We've never had issues like we've seen explode in the past, you know, just few years, quite frankly. Where is the zone anyway? I mean, as far as, has it been cleaned up? Is there still homeless issues there? Did it just pop up somewhere else? Cause it's like a pressure valve. It seems to move somewhere else. What are you seeing down there?
No, it's a huge issue. And we know that the city showed very little interest in cleaning it up until the court told them they had to. And when the court told them they had to, it looks like they cleaned it up. They're looking, you know, it's not solving the problem because, obviously this is a big issue. But it does look as though, you know, even from now compared to 6 months ago, things are a lot better in the zone, but okay. It's because citizens forced action.
Yeah.
It's because those people, you know, had to go to court, and you shouldn't have to go to court just so that the government will protect your rights.
Yeah. All right, Joe. We'll watch this one. Very interesting. I would love to be a fly on the wall in the meeting in Portland to see what was exactly discussed, right? As far as, hey, this is great. Let's take this home. I mean, it's sad because I don't know if you've been up there. It's such beautiful areas, but, I mean, Portland's motto is something like keep it weird or something like that. I can't remember exactly, but nice place to go through, but I don't even know if it's nice to go through anymore because of the problems they've brought upon themselves.
Well, it's tragic.
Yeah,
and
it is.
As you said, it's the problems that you bring upon yourself.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, Joe. Hey, I appreciate the update. And remember, folks, you can learn more about Goldwater by going to goldwaterinstitute.org. That's goldwaterinstitute.org. Joe Setyan, Senior Communications Manager. Hey, appreciate it. We'll talk with you soon.
Thanks so much for having me on, Jeff.
All right, I probably won't have time to head on up to Sportsman's and enjoy some of the mini sliders that they got going on right now as the special, but you will because we're getting ready to head out of town. Actually, I might be missing mini sliders here pretty soon after a bunch of gyros, euros, but for the English version, it's gyro, right?
Yeah.
So I'm looking to spend a couple euros on some euros over there. So I don't know. Do they have up at Sportsman's? They have a euro? I'm not sure. To recheck on that.
I'm not sure they do.
Yeah, I know they got a great Philly, and they got
other
great burgers. And then don't forget about their specials that they have all week long. So starting at lunch into, you know, dinner time, like Taco Tuesday and Wing Wednesday. But they always have something on their $4 menu. They always have great pozole, great soups. I think they've got clam chowder tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Check that out at Sportsman's Bar and Grill, voted best sports bar in Flagstaff many years in a row, just north of downtown with plenty of parking right there in the Bash's Shopping Center. Hang tight. Back in a minute. Final thoughts. Listening to the podcast, please give us a great review and also give us a comment in there. If you're not listening to the podcast, subscribe, look up the Jeff Horvitz Show. Also on video, Rumble, follow us there, and on YouTube, subscribe. We appreciate everyone who's done that.
This is the Jeff Horvitz Show.
All right, that's about it for me and Angela. I do have a weekly roundup that I've pre-worked up for you for tomorrow. A lot of great info there, especially a big update on the Arizona legislature and what's going on, bills, initiatives, and so on and so forth. And then next week, we've got a mix of us doing the show from Europe and a mix of Mark Howitt and Rob Wilson, I think's coming in, Bob Thorpe. And I think Bob had some guests scheduled, so... Those guys have at it maybe about 70% of the time. And then I've got a big interview with Joe Galley too, a big update, what's going on in housing and so much more. I think that's on Wednesday. And we'll update you too on the website, talkwithjeff.com. Keep that up to date. I got to go pack though. I'm trying to bring it all in a backpack. I don't like packing. I don't like traveling heavy. Everybody's whining about me. Oh, you're just, I'm going to bring a bag and just go buy some clothes. Maybe a toga in Greece.
Good luck with that.
Yeah. You guys all be bringing, 18 days worth of clothes or something.
No.
I figure they have washing machines, right?
Yeah. If you want to go find one and do your wash, you can.
Yeah, pick in a couple euros and, maybe in Turkey. Yeah. Well, we should have went to some, I don't know, really go into the hinterland and you just find people to wash it for you. Oh, that's cruel.
No, we all good. Pack
economic
pretty light.
Activity.
I mean,
yeah, we do.
Comparatively to other people.
Not bringing hair dryers.
We're doing carry-on only, and that's the way to go for me.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, well, I'll throw some pictures when I can up at talkwithjeff.com, some try to share some stories. And then, like I said, we got a ton of shows and a ton of stuff. So don't hesitate to send Mark emails at talkwithjeff@icloud.com, talkwithjeff@icloud.com. Go easy on them, right? Nah.
No, he can take it.
Let him have it. He can take it. He put himself out there. I appreciate these guys helping out next week.
Thanks a lot, you guys.
Yeah, and we'll talk with you soon, and we'll keep up with you, like I said, up at talkwithjeff.com. I hope everybody has a great, safe night. Stay warm out there, and we'll see you soon. Take care. The information provided on the Jeff Horvitz Show does not constitute legal, medical, financial, or tax advice. All information is the opinions of the host and guests. You should always seek the advice of a professional regarding any of these complex issues to make sure all circumstances of your situation are properly considered. Hey, if you're listening to the podcast, please give us a great review and also give us a comment in there. If you're not listening to the podcast, subscribe. Look up the Jeff Horvitz Show. Also on video, Rumble, follow us there. And on YouTube, subscribe. We appreciate everyone who's done that.
This is the Jeff Horvitz Show.